Matthew Kaufman of Berserkly Records. But in the United States, it was the Rubinews. And that was Robbie Dunbar's little brother Tommy Dunbar's band with John Rubin.
Exactly.
It used to be the cute opening act at the Earthquake gigs at the Long Branch.
Right. That they clicked with I Think We're Alone Now and Dick Clark.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. 'Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so
you can hear how competent they were as a band, just backing up Jonathan on Chartbusters. They were so good and they were so young and they were just amazing. And they were like 11 and 12 and 13 years old. So by the time it was like high school time for them, they started playing shows when we needed fill-ins for openers. They were a very talented bunch. Both of the Dunbars played and wrote really, really well done power pop songs. And boy, the Rubinews' Rock and Roll is Dead kind of like really shook up everybody.
Smile, someone for talking to, and oh yeah.
That single led to a association with Playboy Records. Tell us about that, Matthew.
Playboy Records, God bless them. That was back in the day when everybody was like jumping to get into the record business. And they were like really driven by pop stuff. And they fancied like this whole Berserkly image. And they really helped us out a great deal in terms of making some of our crazy marketing schemes come true. And we were very successful together with those guys. The only condition that I had is when Playboy distributed us, they couldn't put a bunny on any of our product.
No bunny.
Right.
This from the man who began his numerical catalog of singles with the Hebrew year.
Exactly. We didn't want to start from 00000, so.
In the middle of the chart climb of I Think We're Alone Now, CBS Records, the monolithic CBS Records, made a move to acquire Playboy Records. And as I recollect, one of the things that sort of held up the deal was your insistence on maintaining your own numbering system.
Eventually, CBS did acquire Playboy Records, and they did acquire the rights to us, but we never actually closed that deal. You might have been over the numbers.
Eventually, those records were released with two separate catalog numbers.
That might have been right. You might be right there.
I'll show you.
Can I call you back in a minute?
Elliot's already got it. Yeah, look.
Can I call you right back? Oh, great. You're fucking right. You know, the more you talk about that, I kind of remember that.
The Reuben News had a near hit the second time out, too. I Want to Be Your Boyfriend.
Oh, my God. So, I had never experienced this before because after Roadrunner was a hit, the BBC had like taken Berserkly kind of seriously, and then we released Egyptian Reggae, and they gave us a really hard time because I had taken the Poet of Punk Rock and released an instrumental. Just as it went from pop to punk, these poor guys like got pounded by the BBC. Great airplay. Everybody loved them. And they went and played like old Grey Whistle Test and did a couple of like really seriously great shows in London and all that kind of stuff. But just the whole weight of the art movement that was moving into punk at the time. And these guys were like in the back wave of what was going on. You know, the thing never actually got to like the where it should have gotten.
Power pop, they called it.
Oh, absolutely. If anything, I would be the godfather of power pop.
Oh my goodness, the godfather of power pop. Yes.
Yeah.
The Berserkly Story with Matthew Kaufman.